Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Sandy Durbala with Prelude Behavioral Services about National Recovery Month.
September is recognized as Recovery Month, talking about substance abuse recovery. What is available locally for residents who may be going through this or their family has somebody that's going through a recovery?
We have several resources. We have an office here in Washington County. We cover Washington County for not only substance abuse, but for problem gambling. So we do have an outpatient and prevention office here in the city. We also have services or provide information on our website, which has a toolkit if people want to do self-assessments, if they have a family member who's struggling with addiction. We also do a lot of family services and have information on the website there about how families can approach the issue and how help get their loved ones into treatment.
And I know that's a very complicated topic, but what are some of those first steps a family member could take when approaching somebody that they're concerned about?
Actually, they can give us a call. They can talk to a counselor, and we can provide them with some expertise on how to approach that. I think just being there for their loved one, letting them know that the recovery is a joyful experience, and it can be, you know, we can get people back to leading productive and happy lives. And just letting them know that the support is available, getting them to treatment, offering to take care of children. There's a lot of barriers to people getting into treatment, and one of the biggest barriers is financial and fear of losing your family, fear of losing your children. And we want to let people know that they're supported, and we want them to be healthy and get into treatment, and that the end results can be very joyful.
And that's what this month is about.
It is. National Recovery Month is sponsored by SAMHSA, which is a division of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. They've been celebrating it for many years. It's an opportunity to talk about addiction, talk about treatment. Treatment is effective. Talk about prevention efforts. Prevention efforts can be very helpful in keeping people out of treatment, which is the ultimate goal, and then just giving people a voice to talk about their recovery. We want people to be able to express how they went through recovery, share their story, share their journey. You never know how it will help someone else take that first step.
And how important is it for people who are recovering to have that voice and have a chance to express themselves?
It's very important. And I think one of the things that we are doing this month to celebrate is we're having an Art of Recovery. So we have an art therapy program through our treatment services. It's very important for people to have a voice and express what they're going through, express where they've been and where they see themselves in the future. And so we are featuring their art from the art therapy collection at the Walk. It's Sunday, September 24th in Iowa City at Terry Trueblood. It's easy to sign up. It's free. Just go to our website, preludeiowa.org, and get signed up. Come join us. We'll have an art exhibit. We'll have live music from Ben Schmidt and Friends, is a local band, are willing to come share some music with us. And it's a reflective day. We'll be telling stories. We encourage people to share their story and come out and let the community know that we support people in recovery.
And what kind of feedback have you had from people who've gone through some of the art therapy sessions?
It's been really positive. We have some wonderful pieces. We like to share them. We share them on our social media accounts quite often. I think it's just a way to express, you know, it's a way to release feelings, thoughts, and share.
And then lastly, if people are wanting to get more information, whether it's help for themselves or a family member, how do they contact Prelude?
It's quite easy. Our Iowa City number is 319-351-4357. We answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There'll always be someone on the other end of the line. Families can reach out. Individuals can reach out. They can also reach out through our website. There is a schedule an appointment on our website where they can contact us and we will call them back the next business day and help them get into treatment if that's what they're looking for. Also for family members, but so 351 4357 or through our website at preludeiowa.org.
And this is something that you've seen Washington County residents use?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We feel communities need to be strong, and I think health is a big issue to help make communities strong, families strong. So we want to be there to be able to provide services for people who need it.
That's been today's Washington Page with Sandy Durbala with Prelude Behavioral Services. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.